Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love talking baseball and Hall of Famers and all that stuff and diving into the numbers at least once a year.
My favorite thing, dude.
Yeah, we do it around around Hall of Fame time usually, so it happens once a year. So the reason why I even wanted to do this, I saw a story, I guess, yesterday that somebody who had an actual vote handed in their ballot. Did you see this?
I did not see this.
With one name selected and one name only.
Now, of all the years, quick reaction, of all the years where you could probably justify that, I don't think it's outlandish on the surface. It's a weak ballot.
Agreed. Who do you think that one name was?
The one name should be either, well, are they going to... Okay. Put the steroid guys aside for a moment.
Yeah.
All right, because it could be one of them, although it might not. I would say it would be Beltran or Pettit.
Neither.
Okay, then A-Rod or Manny?
Neither.
David
Wright.
Wow.
One
voter.
I love
David Wright, but that makes no sense.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Initially, I saw it, and I was like, But then if you have to have a thought process as an individual voter. And if your thought process is, well, I'm not voting for the PED guys, that eliminates two of the prime guys on the ballot.
Yep.
The only one for me that was odd to leave off would be Beltran. I look at Beltran and say on this list, definitively, I don't know how you could watch baseball the years that Carlos Beltran played and not think he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, look at the numbers. Look at the way that he played. Switch hitter, gold glove defender, center field, big power numbers.
Like October hero? I don't know if you said that.
Yeah, to me, I did not say that.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
To me, watching Carlos Beltran, it's clear he was a Hall of Famer. Multiple teams, longevity,
all
that
stuff.
Yeah,
you have to sell me.
No doubt. But I guess the case would be if you're penalizing A-Rod and Manny, even though they're PEDs, maybe you look at Beltran as a cheater because of the garbage can.
That was as a coach.
I'm just saying. No, he was still a player on that
team.
Was
he still playing at that? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure he was still playing on the team.
I could be wrong on that. Okay, he was. He was, that's right.
But it was one of the, like, he was a reserve at that point.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that may be the logic there. So if that's your logic and you're ruling out all the potential quote-unquote cheaters, whatever, I could see how you want to say, you know what, I'm going to give a good guy who played the game with honor, played the game hard, at his peak, put up big numbers for a third baseman.
Yeah.
I could understand it. It's not what I would do, but at least I could. I don't think it was as outlandish as it may seem on initial thought.
Well, listen, you know me. I mean, I understand that he just passed the straw man, and if he sticks around, 400, 500 home runs. I know historically what Pete is flirting with is a lifetime Met, provided he remains here. But I think it's laughable when I hear people say that, and a lot of people I respect and like respect their baseball opinions, they very easily reach for that statement. Ah, Pete's the best position player in Mets history. No, he's not. It's David Wright. That's just my opinion. But I mean, David Wright was faster. He's a better fielder. You know, he's just whatever. I think David Wright is phenomenal. I always will love and always support David Wright. One of my all-time favorite Mets by far. The problem is, I don't think this is the ballot to do it. I think the case would be like a Mattingly or Hernandez now on the other ballot.
Right.
When they, you know, the veterans, and even that name has changed, whatever the hell you call that. Hopefully both of our guys get in. in years if we're debating David Wright
for veterans comedian.
Yeah, well, but I thought it was even different than the... Either way, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think if David Wright is on that, and he will because he won't get in conventionally, then let's fight the fight for David Wright. Not now. Not on this ballot.
I do think there is an argument to be made, especially when you look at Scott Rolen getting in. And I personally love David Wright more than any Met that I've ever loved before, like on a personal level. Forget about it as a fan, because as a fan, Beltran to me was always the best player. Wright was supposed to be that guy. But personally, I think he is a Hall of Fame person.
Yes, he is.
No doubt about
it. His documentary was awesome on SNL.
Oh,
I
my God.
I've seen him coach his kids. He's great.
I did not put him on my ballot. I tried to eliminate that. So how many did you come up with? You could vote for as few as zero and max 10.
I got 4.
Wow.
It's a light ballot, dude. This is not a good ballot at all.
I went 5.
All right, so what do you... What was the way you made it seem like you had 9 more?
I thought you would be more...
Really? Like, yeah. More lenient? Yes. More liberal with this?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
okay.
So.
No, if anything, I'm a tough grader.
All right, so go down the list left in order. Who's your first one on there?
Beltran.
Okay, me too. So we agree on Carlos Beltran. Mm-hmm. Where's your next one?
Felix Hernandez.
Me too.
Okay, here we go.
We're thinking the same thing. Now, let me just explain that a little bit, because I did look up his numbers to back it up.
The numbers are a little light, but we've got to have some rationale.
Yeah, no. But they're a little light. So when I'm doing this, my rationale for voting would be, okay, initial gut instinct. I watched them play. The feel around it. We're not watching every start from Felix Hernandez. Felix Hernandez, at his peak, you felt it. You knew King Felix and how dominant he was. That, to me, is Hall of Famer. It should start from there. And then I start to think of some of the other guys who were in. Mike Messina comes to mind. I know there are plenty of others. And I'm like, God, Felix Hernandez was way more dominant. Messina was good.
Yeah.
Felix Hernandez was dominant. So, and now, by the way, now that we think this through, I probably know where our one discrepancy is.
Okay.
But I have King Felix on there, and you look up the numbers, and he had just years of dominance, dude, and just 200 innings. 200 innings.
Horse.
Yeah, absolute horse.
He was Cy Young. He's got a couple of ERA titles, 6-time All-Star. Now, and listen, he's in, but for those dissenters, well, no 20-win seasons. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, whatever. And this is a little disconcerting for me, though I still give him the nod. His high was 19, then he had 18, but then it dropped. His third most wins ever was 15. Even the year that he won the Cy Young, I think he had 11 or 12. It was very, very low. That was a big debate there. I look at it this way. Number one, just in any candidacy here, as I jump in and I see a name, if I have to do research, which is rare because I almost have an immediate reaction, but if I don't, volume of stats, right, or your impact, your place in the game, and that's why Mattingly should be in for me and some others, but King Felix for a bunch of years was a stud.
All right, who's your third one?
Andrew Jones should be in.
Wow, he's not on there. So wow, we have a different discrepancy.
I got to sell him. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So first of all, now he doesn't have the magic number for 500 home runs. He's got 434, and there was a fairly dramatic drop from his prime years. Okay, to when he was bouncing around playing for the Yankees for a minute as well, and some other teams. But when you look at the 10 Gold Gloves. I mean, I saw highlights of Willie Mays, and obviously I saw Griffey in real time. I don't think I've ever seen a more impressive center fielder defensively than Andrew Jones. I really mean that. And he had easy power, not 500, but easy power. And he was on an elite team. I know he never won the World Series, but, I mean, every year the Braves were a power. And I remember when he was 19 years old, hit two bombs against Pettit in the World Series, Game 1, 96, youngest to do that, to homer in the World Series since Mickey Mantle. I mean, there's just too many checks in this man's column. So for me, Andrew Jones is a Hall of Famer. But
and actually,
I understand the resistance.
Yeah, just to, you know what? I left him off with the initial feel. And I used to love him as a player, especially in 96
smooth,
in the
man.
World Series when he first came up.
Of course you did.
10-time yeah, well, 10-time Gold Glover. That was definitely a part of it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, I just pulled it up now, the power numbers consistently.
434. Almost 450 home runs.
Yeah, year after year. And
nothing about a slap hitting center fielder.
And I'm assuming he did it clean in the midst of a steroid era. That probably is a mistake on my part, leaving him off, but nonetheless.
So we could be 3-for-3 is what we're saying.
Who's next on your list?
Pettit.
Yeah, I left him off.
Okay. So
we're way off here. We're not in.
Okay.
I had a little X next to it. I wanted to put him on.
Yep.
Postseason, yes. Dynasty Yankees, yes. Big game, yes. Couldn't justify it looking at the lack of black on the baseball ref.
You know, for a long time I was in that camp. The more I thought about this and the more I've seen others get in, you know, this is a while ago, but like a Don Sutton. You know, I didn't see Don in his prime, but I know all the numbers. Even Burt Blylevin, come on. Some of these other fairly pedestrian pitchers that they opened the doors up for. Number one, you know, Andy Pettit won 62% of the games he ever started.
Yeah.
That is insane. Number two, he got over 250 wins. Number three, he's a 5-time World Series champion. Now, I ask not only every Yankee fan, I ask every baseball fan in this city hearing this right now if you're old enough. How many games did Andy Pettit get the ball? And I don't even mean in the World Series. I mean like series before that. I know he got roughed up against the Diamondbacks. He had a few duds as well. Yankees down 0-1, short series, Pettit on the hill game two. Must deliver a gem, or the Yankees are down 0-2. He did it a lot. So to me, and the more I think about this, I really, and I didn't always feel this way. I think that as time has gone on, I'm not just saying this because he's a Yankee. You know that about me by now. I actually think that he might get the most disrespect in terms of being ignored and glossed over and marginalized and minimized. I would vote for Pettit.
Yeah, I would. Years, if you asked me years ago, I would say yes based on postseason. Hard to justify that. So I ruled out all that stuff and just went, okay, give me your gut. Who's Hall of Fame player? So who'd you leave off here? Who's your last one left?
No, I got four. Didn't I say I had four?
You had four, and
I
had
four.
Five.
Yes.
So that's it?
Yeah, you have five, I have four.
So
you have somebody that I don't, and you don't have Pettit.
I have three people that you don't.
Okay, we agreed on Beltran, we agreed on Felix, we could have agreed on Jones. Now hit me with the differences with you.
Manny, A-Rod,
okay.
And K-Rod.
You know what? K-Rod?
Yeah.
Come on, K-Rod.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Get the hell out of here,
for a
K-Rod.
Closer? What do you mean, get the hell out of here?
Give me some numbers.
I'll give you some of the numbers. First of all, forget the numbers. You remember at his peak,
he was unhittable for a couple of years. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about that.
Led the league in saves. 45, 47, 62.
I got to look this
up. In between there, he had 40. 35, 25, 23 at that point, started to dip off a little bit.
Okay.
Career ERA, 2.86.
That's almost three. I mean, it's not.
Okay,
it's good.
But for a reliever?
Well, reliever should be lower because Eckersley, Mariano, Bruce Sutter, Gossage.
What are their careers?
I mean, Mariano's like two, whatever. Anyway, nobody's Mariano, so that's unfair.
Forget Mariano.
That's
talking ridiculous. About if you're judging him based off of a reliever, closers, K-Rod was he's certainly more dominant than Lee Smith. And if now, even Hoffman, I'd rather have K-Rod at his peak than I would Trevor Hoffman.
I always thought Trevor Hoffman was overrated. I don't love a closer whose best pitch is a changeup. Well, there, as I say that, good luck with Devin Williams. But I want a guy throwing cheese. I really do.
Three top five Cy Young Award finishes.
I know. That's really good. My problem now.
You maybe just don't like closers. Like, I'm looking at
I do. I'm okay with closers. I have no problem. Like Bruce Sutter. I'd have to look at Lee Smith's numbers a little bit more, but it was also a very different game. My thing about K-Rod, my initial reaction was like, what? I know he was sick. I didn't realize the exact. I knew there was like 60-something. It was 62 as you said it. I knew he had a couple of years that were just off the charts. I knew that.
And his ERA should be even better, but his later, he had some bad years.
Well, but that's part of the resume. No, but that's his fault, not my fault.
I'm going based on the peak. That's what I'm looking at.
Oh, like a Mattingly kind of thing.
Correct. Yeah.
Fair enough. I look, though. And from fairly inconsequential his first 2 years. When you look at his first good year at the age of 22 and in 2004, 04, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are his really good years. And he's a 4-time All-Star. And then from that point on, and he plays 9 more years. Doesn't really do anything.
Why no Manny or A-Rod for you?
You know what? I glossed over that. I've said for a long... But you know what? I'll tell you why. Because I didn't see Bonds on the thing. Like, I am at the point, put them all in. I don't mean Sosa. I don't think Sosa was that. I saw him with the White Sox. I saw that. Playing against the Yankees before Interleague, skinny, playing right field. Those old White Sox, I can still see him playing right field in the Bronx. Not that guy. Steroids made Sosa. Steroids or PEDs, HGH enhancements, did not make Bonds, did not make A-Rod. Even they made McGuire more, but even with they had 49 home runs.
I put him in the Hall of Fame too.
I'd be too. Yeah. So because I didn't see Bonds' name, maybe I didn't take it as seriously as I should have. Do I think Alex should be in? I do. Do I think Bonds should be in? I do. Do I think Clemens should be in? No doubt. Do I think Bonds should be in? Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.